Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stay Married, A Couple's Devotional, 30-Minute Weekly Devotions to Grow in Faith and Joy from I Do to Ever. After is a Christian marriage devotional by Michelle Peterson that combines scripture, guided discussion, and practical relationship insight in a weekly format. Designed to be used in about 30 minutes each week, it is aimed at couples who want to strengthen both their spiritual life and their marriage without committing to a daily program. The book addresses common marriage concerns, such as communication, conflict, trust, finances, and intimacy, but it does so through a devotional structure rather than a counseling manual. What makes it distinctive is its blend of biblical reflection and relationship science, including references to research-based principles associated with the Gottman approach. That combination gives the book a practical and accessible tone while keeping its Christian foundation central. It is especially relevant for newlyweds, long-term married couples, and engaged couples preparing for marriage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a weekly devotional structure built for busy married couples. One of the book's most important features is its time-efficient structure. Instead of requiring daily reading, it offers a weekly devotional that can be completed in about 30 minutes, which makes it realistic for couples with limited time. This format matters because marriage resources often fail when they are too demanding to sustain. Peterson's approach lowers that barrier by creating a manageable rhythm that couples can actually maintain. The pacing also encourages quality over quantity. A single focused session can open meaningful conversation without feeling like another obligation. That design reflects a practical understanding of married life, especially for couples balancing work, family, and other responsibilities. By using a weekly cadence, the book also gives couples time to reflect between sessions and apply what they discuss in everyday life. The result is not just reading about marriage, but building a repeatable habit of shared attention, which is often the hardest part of spiritual or relational growth. Secondly, biblical devotion paired with research-based relationship wisdom. The book stands out for combining scripture with contemporary relationship research, rather than relying on one source alone. According to the available descriptions, it draws on wisdom associated with the Gottman Institute and other evidence-informed marriage principles. That matters because many couples want faith-based guidance that also addresses the practical realities of conflict, communication, and emotional connection. The devotional format allows biblical reflection to remain central, while the research element helps translate spiritual ideals into workable habits. This mix gives the book a grounded tone. It is devotional without being vague and practical, without becoming purely clinical. For readers, that means the material is likely to feel applicable to everyday disagreements and long-term patterns, rather than abstract encouragement. It also broadens the book's usefulness for couples who may have different preferences, with one partner drawn to scripture and the other to practical relationship tools. In that sense, the book operates as a bridge between faith language and relational skill building. Thirdly, focus on the recurring pressure points that shape marriage. A clear strength of the book is its focus on common pressure points in married life, including arguments, trust, finances, communication, and intimacy. These are not secondary topics. They are often the areas where marriage becomes either stable or strained. By organizing devotionals around such issues, the book avoids generic spiritual encouragement and instead engages the real tensions couples face. This makes the material useful not only for inspiration, but also for diagnosis. It helps couples name the themes that most often affect their relationship quality. The topic selection also suggests a balanced view of marriage, one that recognizes emotional, practical, and spiritual dimensions together. Finances and communication may seem ordinary, but they are central to marital health, while trust and intimacy touch deeper layers of vulnerability and connection. The book's value lies in treating these areas as spiritual concerns as well as relational ones. That framing can help couples see recurring challenges, not as isolated problems, but as part of a broader pattern that can be addressed intentionally. Fourthly, discussion prompts that turn reading into shared conversation. The devotional is not designed for passive reading. Its weekly sessions include scripture, thought-provoking questions, and guided discussion, which means the book depends on interaction between partners. This is important because many couples know how to read about marriage but struggle to talk honestly about their own. The questions are therefore not decorative. They are the mechanism that transforms the book from devotional content into relationship practice. Guided discussion gives structure to conversations that might otherwise drift or stay superficial. It also creates a safer context for difficult subjects because couples are invited to reflect together rather than independently. The format encourages emotional honesty, but within a framework that is intentionally manageable. That can be especially useful for couples who are not used to deeper conversations about conflict or vulnerability. In practical terms, the questions function as prompts for self-examination, mutual understanding, and spiritual reflection at the same time. This is one reason the book is often described as helpful for building closeness rather than simply offering advice. Lastly, inclusive Christian guidance for couples at different stages of marriage. Although the book is clearly rooted in Christian faith, it is presented as broadly usable across different relationship stages. The available material indicates that it is suitable for newlyweds, long-term married couples, and even engaged couples preparing for marriage. That range matters because many marriage books are either too introductory for established couples or too advanced for those just beginning. Peterson's devotional appears to avoid that limitation by focusing on enduring relationship themes rather than stage-specific advice. It is also described as open-minded and inclusive in tone, which may help it reach couples with different backgrounds or expectations while remaining within a Christian framework. This flexibility increases its usefulness as both a personal resource and a gift book, especially for weddings or anniversaries. At the same time, the book does not seem to aim at academic theology or intensive counseling. Instead, it offers a devotional path toward mutual growth, which makes it accessible to readers who want something spiritually serious but not overly formal. That balance is a major part of its appeal. In conclusion, Stay Married is best suited for Christian couples who want a structured, realistic way to strengthen their marriage through scripture and conversation. It will be especially useful for newlyweds, engaged couples, and long-term spouses who want a reset in how they communicate, handle conflict, or stay emotionally connected. The book's main benefit is its combination of devotional reflection and practical relationship guidance in a format that is short enough to sustain. That makes it more usable than many marriage books that are either too dense or too demanding. It also stands out in its category because it does not separate faith from daily marital life. Instead, it treats spiritual formation and relational health as connected. Compared with more general Christian marriage titles, it is more specific in method and more concrete in application. Compared with clinical relationship books, it remains centered on scripture and prayer. For readers looking for a marriage resource that is both spiritually grounded and practically usable, this book offers a balanced and approachable option. If you would like to support Michelle Peterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.